We're talking with Neil Dirks, of course, CEO, National Pork Producers. Neil, two or three issues that you did bring up, kind of the top of mind for a lot of folks in livestock animal agriculture is the competition issue, the GIPSA issue. Biden administration really bent on trying to make kind of roll things back.
Well, they're looking for, and it's still, we're still in the process of really determining what they're looking for. I think everybody agrees we all want competition. Competition is what's made this country good. There will be some things happening. They've announced there will be three new rulemakings, one which will be a definition of unjust and discriminatory business practices, one that will deal in the poultry industry on tournament scoring, and then another one that will look at the defining injury to competition under the Packers and Stockyards Act. That process, they're working on the rules right now. They will propose rules, and then I've heard everything. There will be a 90-day to 150-day comment period, and then we'll know more exactly what's being thought about. Now, on this definition that, of redefining this discriminatory practices, the Trump administration just issued one last 7 months ago, right before they left office. So we'll see what's coming when you see something. And they were level-headed things, I thought. They were things that if you can't justify why the marketplace is different, why you're paying a different price, well, then it's probably discriminatory. I mean, there were some things in there that made a lot of common sense, I thought. Now we'll see what happens with these new rules coming. Apparently, they're going to rewrite some of them.
Right. But the basically removing the concept of you've got to prove injury, I know that worries our beef folks, for example, a lot.
Right. Well, the problem with it is that it can, we all have to be careful for what the intended purpose is. Now, I understand that in some places a lot of people want to go sue a packer right away. That's fine. But like in our case, pork producers are included in the Packers and Stockyards Act. So we have to deal with this both from the marketing side as well as the production contract side. And part of that is to really see what comes on, because here's the other thing. That came through the law. That came through like 50 or 60 years of judges' decisions on things, and it came up to what it is. So I don't know how, and I'm still asking the question, how does it affect things if you have the administration, which is one of the three equal branches of government, says, oh, this is what it means, and another branch of government that spent 60 years kind of refining it to this point. We'll see what it is. The real, we need fair markets. There's no doubt about that. The question is that how you get there is other people's discussions. I do think it is important, as this discussion has come along, that it seems to me that the breadth of the discussion has been growing, and I think maybe more informed. I saw a thing last week. I think if you're going to look at concentration in the livestock industry, Senator Klobuchar said, well, we have to also look to what's happened at the retail side. And as we know, there's a lot fewer grocery outlets today than there were. That relates to less meat buyers than there were. So it's going to be an interesting time.
Right. You talked about the line speed issue, said that you've had conversations with Secretary Vilsack, that you're hopeful maybe you'll get a little relief there.
Yes. The Secretary made it clear to me that he was inclined, if people would request waivers, to grant those waivers. Now, we've heard there's been two requests that went in, and they went up into the White House. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is at least positive from the Secretary's standpoint that he's inclined to help. Problem is that I do not anticipate there's a lot of support inside the administration to appealing the decision. And then it gets to the issue we're trying to deal with, just making sure we have adequate capacity to manage the number of animals that we have come to market. And because of the biological nature, we get a lot more hogs in the fall than we do in the middle of summer. And you get a lot more hogs in the middle of the fall. If we outstrip our packing capacity, there's economic consequences.
Right, and that, obviously backing up hogs is a major producer problem, too.
Oh, very much a major producer problem, as we lived through last year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Finally, Prop 12. You said that obviously courts, again, have said no to the production agriculture arguments. You're trying to make some decision about how we get this thing moving again.
Yeah, the attorneys, and we've worked with the Farm Bureau through this, and we were notified a week ago that our appeal had been denied. Our attorneys are going through this because you had to figure it out from the legal side. And then they're going to be briefing our board next week on our next steps. As I told the audience here, that our case had been built on other cases that had attempted going from the Supreme Court. So we always knew it was a possibility, but we're not making any commitment till our board talks about it.
Right. So the other side of it, though, was you thought that you might be able to see within California maybe slowing it down a little bit.
Boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of press going on in California of people very concerned about the ramifications if Prop 12 goes into effect. What's the availability of certain pork products, particularly bacon? A lot of that was spurred off of a media, an AP story that was done last week, but there's others. I mean, there are grocery store people. There are restaurateurs. There actually is the city of Manteca. Their city council voted to ask the secretary to delay it because they were afraid of what the availability issue was going to be with the citizens of Manteca. So it's a big debate going on right now. We'll see how this comes out.
Of course, bacon's popular, so that gives you a little bit of leverage, maybe.
You know, I heard it earlier when your Secretary of Agriculture was saying her daughter said, yeah, tell them to keep doing that stuff on bacon. I wanted to say, eat as much as you want. We'll make more.
All righty.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.